This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a rather eclectic mix of bluegrass music to play for you today, coming from people like the American Drive, Bill Monroe, the Lost Pines, the Waller Brothers, Rhonda Vincent, Phil Rosenthal, all sorts of people playing on the show, and I hope you're going to enjoy the music that I've selected for you. We'll get straight in. A tune from American Drive. It's sort of like an old folk song, really, or that's how I hear it. It's a tune called Gotta Travel On. American Drive, this is an album recorded about 2012. Ricky Wasson on guitar and lots of lead vocals. Dwight McCall on mandolin and lead and tenor vocals. Matt Despain on dobro, and he does lead and baritone vocals. Kyle Perkins on upright bass, and Justin Jenkins on the banjo. They're a great group. A lot of them alumni from J.D. Crowe's band. That just gives you an idea of the standard of these guys. Here's American Drive doing a tune called Gotta Travel On.
Around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone and winter's coming home. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. We'll pop a rice to Johnny. Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home. No, Johnny can't come home. We'll pop a rice to Johnny. Johnny can't come home, 'cause he's been on that chain gang too long. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone and winter's coming home. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. Around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone and winter's coming home. I've played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. Honey, wanna see her bad, wanna see her bad, Lord, wanna see her bad. Really wanna see my honey, wanna see her bad, she's the best gal this poor boy's ever had. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone and winter's coming home. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone and winter's coming home. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. And I feel like I've got to travel on.
Oh, that was some great picking there. They do a fine version of that, beautifully recorded, and Justin Jenkins, I think that's, let me check that, Justin Jenkins on the banjo. He was just impeccable, and that's a perfect word for his playing, and I just thought that was a neat version of that old song. Go back to 1965 for the next one, and this is Bill Monro himself. This is recorded at the Fincastle Bluegrass Festival in 1965. Bill Monro had Peter Rowan on guitar, and it's a tune he wrote called Get Up John, and it's just a little bit different. I think it's the mandolins in a different tuning. Sounds real weird, and it's Bill Monroe's way of doing instrumentals. It's actually almost a mood and a groove rather than a specific tune, and he gets amazing effects out of his mandolin. Here he is playing Get Up John. Think of that. So much energy in his playing then, and getting some great notes. And that's working the mandolin really hard. No wonder his mandolin looked pretty battered at the time. Man, he worked that hard. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm having great fun playing a selection of songs from the CDs on the shelves that line my living room. And I thought, trying to pick out things that I think you might enjoy. Here's an album from the Lost Pines, basically a sort of pretty young group. I suppose everybody's young when you compare them to me, but from a pretty young group, and this album was produced by Lloyd Maines and the Lost Pines back in 2011. Talia Bryce does lead and harmony vocals, plays rhythm guitar. Christian Ward does some lead vocals too and plays banjo. Mark Leonetti, harmony vocals, and the lead guitar, Brian Durkin on bass, Sean Dean on fiddle, John Kimpainen on fiddle, and Alex Rube on mandolin. And the album is called Sweet Honey, and that's the song I've selected to play. This is written by Talia Bryce. Here's The Lost Pines.
Darling, though you send me to an early grave, 'cause
Oh, they have a good band sound, don't they? And lots of energy, which I always love to hear in their playing. That was the Lost Pines, and the album's called Sweet Honey. Brother duets have been the basis of so much bluegrass music, right back to the Blue Sky Boys and the Munro Brothers and the Del Moores and a host, Lily Brothers, the Stanley Brothers. They just work together beautifully. And I know that feeling because I play with my sons in a band, and son Sam plays guitar, sings lead. Tim plays a double bass, sings the tenor harmony. And I'll talk a little bit more about this later in the show, but I just love the way the two boys sing together. They seem to know what each other is thinking. They phrase together, and they just do things together, and that's been the way of brother duets right through all this music that we love. And I have an album here called The Old Photograph, and it's the Waller brothers. Butch Waller was he's a main man in Californian bluegrass with his band High Country, a great mandolin player, is a great singer. And he's got a younger brother, Bob, who plays guitar. And although they've gone down different musical paths over the years, this is an album of the two playing together, just showing that they know how to do the old duets. And I've picked the song, Where Is My Sailor Boy? It's a Charlie Munro song. He's credited with it anyway. Been recorded by the Munro Brothers back on the Bluebird label in 1937, and later versions from the Lily Brothers. Oh, didn't mention them, Doc Watson, and lots of other musicians. It's a great song and a great sound with the two brothers playing guitar and mandolin. And let's have a listen to it.
Sailor boy, where is my sailor boy? He sleeps at the bottom of the deep blue sea, and he'll never return to me. I stand on the beach alone and gaze at the misty blue. Deep sea, as you hold him to your breast, does he mention my name to you? What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way. Oh, please tell me, deep blue sea, peacefully. The winds from the north are blowing icy cold. Won't you keep him warm for me? If only my grieving soul some token of love could find. If only the wind would show me where he sleeps, and I'd leave this world behind. What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way. A beautiful rose one day I placed on the crest of a wave. I said, take it please, and let it set upon my lover's watery grave. The driftwood I watched in vain, my rose ne'er came back again. So waves take another message to my love, saying I'll meet him above. What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it flashes and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way.
Oh, the energy in that song is just magic, and the playing, the notes, everything's just together. I really love that duet stuff. I hope you enjoyed it too. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing the music that I love, and I really do love some of the some of it just really touches me, and I really enjoy things like that brother duet we've just had on the show. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you wondered why I have a different sort of accent, that's because you're in a different country, and my show sort of syndicated around various places in Canada. We've got six access radio stations, community radio stations that take Back Porch Bluegrass. In New Zealand, we've got eight or nine stations that take Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. And I've just loved this music since the 1960s. Always liked the sound of a banjo, and then I heard Earl Scruggs playing Beverly Hillbillies and found out there was a whole genre of music that went with that style of banjo playing, and I've been trying to work it out ever since. And it's really good fun. Love playing it. Played with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, playing with the Trenwiths now, and we got to play a track from them pretty soon. Right now, I need to tell you that the sponsors for Back Porch Bluegrass are Shearer's Music Works. And if you need anything to do with music, go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful staff. They know exactly what they're talking about. They're all musicians, and they'll sort out your needs. There's no doubt about it. Let's get on with this show. Some of my favourite music is the Stanleys and their gospel music. And I got an album some time ago, which is became one of my favourites. It's called the Stanley Gospel Tradition. Tradition, got to say that right. And the album's called Songs About Our Saviour. And this is people who, like me, love the Stanley Brothers music, and all joining in. And the first song I've picked is The Darkest Hour is Just Before Dawn. Ralph Stanley is credited as writing this one. James King is doing the lead vocal, Dan Tominski doing the tenor vocal and playing mandolin, Tim Austin on guitar, James Allen Shelton of guitar. Well, he'd know how to play Stanley's music, wouldn't he? Craig Smith on banjo, Barry Bales on bass, and Aubrey Haney on fiddle are doing this classic bluegrass sound. Many of you may have heard Emmy Lou Harris doing it, but I think this version is as good as any. The Darkest Hour is Just Before Dawn.
The darkest hour is just before dawn. The narrow way leads home. Lay down your soul at Jesus' feet. The darkest hour is just before dawn. Falls around us, and we must journey on. The darkest hour is just before dawn. The narrow way leads home. Lay down your soul at Jesus' feet. The darkest hour is just before dawn. Sheep down below, he's coming back to claim us. Will you be ready to go? The darkest hour is just before dawn. The narrow way leads home. Lay down your soul at
darkest hour is just before dawn.
Oh, great job. Great job done by James King on the lead vocal there. To me, Carter Stanley is still just about the best of the all bluegrass lead singers. Understatement is really his way of putting out the music, but heartfelt understatement. I'm not sure if those two words go together, but that's how I hear Carter Stanley, and I think James King did a similar job there. Well, I've got an album that I'd like to feature. It's from way back 2000, and it's Alison Brown on banjo. She is a stunningly good banjo player, and I've got some more up-to-date music from her too, but this album has got some great music in it, and I've picked two tunes that are quite different from each other, and we're going to hear them both. The first one is called The Devil Went Down to Berkeley, that's how you say it. Devil Went Down to Berkeley, and Alison Brown on banjo, Daryl Anger on fiddle, Mike Marshall on mandolin, Tony Rice on guitar, Todd Phillips on bass. And that's a pretty far out sort of tune, quite different from straightforward bluegrass. And the second one is one of my favourite tunes. It's one called Girls Breakdown, which I think is a great name because every young banjo player learns Earl's Breakdown. And Alison did a fine job with this tune of hers called Earl's Breakdown. And on that one, she's got Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, Stuart Duncan, Tony Rice again, and Todd Phillips again. And Alison has, of course, played banjo. And Girls Breakdown has got some wonderful use of tuning pegs, the old detuners, and just a great tune. So let's hear these two tunes from Alison Brown on banjo. She has turned into one of the leading lights of bluegrass music with her promotion, with a recording company, with the music that she's recording and her promotion. And she obviously has a superb business brain and doing great things for bluegrass music. Very, very proud to play her on the show. And here we have The Devil Went Down to Berkeley. Thank you.
Wasn't that some picking? Oh, that was Alison Brown. The last tune was one called Girls Breakdown, and the one before that was The Devil Went Down to Berkeley. And it was some great music in there. Surely one of them was to your taste. It's pretty interesting hearing The Devil Went Down to Berkeley and the progressive sort of approach to that, and then the very straightforward sound of Girls Breakdown, which had some fine picking in it. Let's listen to something a little bit more straightforward now. This is from the album Taken, and it's Rhonda Vincent, of course, and it's called When You're Holding Me.
Just don't know when you left that day. You up and took my heart away. And my heaven can be found down here on the ground, but only when you're holding me. Please come on back and stay. Don't do my heart that way. For my true love I need to see. Hear me cry. You, you just don't know when you left that day. You up and took my heart away. And my heaven can be found down here on the ground, but only when you're holding me. Please come on back and stay. Don't do my heart that way. For my true love I need to see. Hear me cry.
And When You're Holding Me, a lovely, smooth bluegrass sound, wasn't it? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenrith. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. There's a whole lot of different ways that you can get your podcasts, Free FM, direct from the internet webpage for the station, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. Lots of ways of listening, and I know many of you do all around the world, and I occasionally get emails from you, either through the station. You can just email the station if you want to say something. It's probably the best way, and Phil, the manager, always forwards the emails on to me, so that's a surefire way to get the anything you want to say to me. Okay, I've spent just this last weekend. It's an Auckland anniversary weekend, which also affects Hamilton as well. And it just means an extra holiday on the weekend, on the Monday. And it's a weekend that they have Festival One, which is a big Christian music festival for young people out at Hartford at a farm there. And the farm is set up for the festival. And it's a fantastic sight. There's about four or five stages where music's played. It's just about continuous music. There must be 100 or more musicians, different bands of all sorts, from two-piece bands to eight-piece bands playing, and the Trenrith family was pretty fully involved in that. One band is the Pineapple Heads, which has got five Trenriths in it, playing everything from tuba to trombone, saxophone, bass, and even Molly, 11-year-old Molly, plays saxophone in the Pineapple Heads. Isn't that cool? And then there's Albert Street and Lee J's band, and the Trenriths get to play. And that's myself and Sam Trenrith and Tim Trenrith and my oldest grandson, Tyler Trenrith. Sam plays guitar, writes most of the songs. Tim plays bass, sings the tenor harmonies. Tyler has joined us playing percussion, which is a kick drum and an little shaker for offbeat, and doing baritone harmonies, and I just play the banjo, and I'm the old white-haired guy on the end picking banjo and trying to keep up with the boys. And we have a lot of fun playing. The audience always gathers around the stage. On the weekend, they were covered in mud. No one's legs from the knees down remained clean. There was so much mud on the side, but it didn't seem to affect the enthusiasm for the music. And when we play a set, we always kick off with a song like this. So I thought it appropriate that I play a Trenriths tune, having spent all weekend playing Trenriths music. And this is one Sam wrote called Love Me Always.
Hey.
that's a great song for starting the set and just hearing it recorded like that. We still do it pretty much the same as that, and it's just a good groove to get into to start our music. Well, that's what you would have heard if you were out at Festival One on the weekend. That was the Treadwiths. Let's hear from American Drive again with a song called Is It Too Late to Settle Down?
Is it too late now to settle down with you? Is it too late, babe, to make my dreams come true? Well, I've rambled all my life, but now I'm through. Is it too late now to settle down with you?
Well, many years ago you said you loved me, and many years ago you were my girl. But I've wandered far away from your arms, dear. Now will you let me back into your world?
Is it too late now to settle down with you? Is it too late, babe, to make my dreams come true? Well, I've rambled all my life, but now I'm through. Is it too late now to settle down with you?
Said no, babe, 'cause I've done you wrong, dear, in the past. But I promise that I've put aside my rowdy ways, and I promise that I'll settle down at last.
Is it too late now to settle down with you? Is it too late, babe, to make my dreams come true? Well, I've rambled all my life, but now I'm through. Is it too late now to settle down with you? Is it too late now to settle down with you? Is it too late, babe, to make my dreams come true? Well, I've rambled all my life, but now I'm through. Is it too late now to settle down with you?
Well, I've rambled all my life, but now I'm through.
Is it too late now to settle down with you?
Oh, don't they do a fine job of that music? That was American Drive. Oh, well, let's hear another tune from the Waller Brothers. This time it's a classic tune that a lot of bands do and do a nice version of. This is the Waller Brothers version of the Stephen Foster tune, Hard Times Come Again, No More. It sounds like this.
Life pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song with sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard times. Many days you have lingered around our cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fading at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, it no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around our cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. A song that is wafted across the troubled waves is a wail that is heard upon the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured around the lonely grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, the sigh of the wind. Many days you have lingered around our cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Well, that sounds a little bit different, didn't it? Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Many of you will remember Phil Rosenthal from the Seldom Scene. He spent many years playing guitar and singing lead in Seldom Scene after John Starling left. And when he returned to his home for music, he went mostly sort of children's music and folk music, very oriented folk music. And he's got a family album called A Treasury of Bluegrass and Country Songs. And we'll take it out with a classic old gospel tune written by James Bland many, many years ago, and it's one called Golden Slippers. This is Phil Rosenthal and his family. It's a great tune. Tune in again next week to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. Bye.
Slippers are laid away, 'cause I don't expect to wear them till my wedding day. And my long tail coat that I love so well, I'll wear up in the chariot in the morning. And the long white robe that I bought last June, I wanna get it changed 'cause it fits too soon. And the old gray horse that I used to drive, I'll hitch him to the chariot in the morning.
Oh, them golden slippers, oh, them golden slippers, golden slippers I'm gonna wear, because they look so sweet. Them golden slippers, oh, them golden slippers I'm gonna wear to walk the golden street.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.